AM 910 WJCW. Rain on the way, but this time each week we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program with his car care tips offering. So good morning to you, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Glad you could join us here. Offline, just before we started, you said Tom Jones actually bought a house on Boone Lake. Tell us the short story.
Yep. Well, no, that's about all I know.
That's about the short as it can get.
He bought it a couple of years ago, and I haven't heard any more about it. As far as him living here part of the year, I don't know. But yeah, he definitely owns property on Boone Lake.
Okay. Can you take a picture of it and send it to us?
I don't know which one it is.
Oh, okay.
We can look it up on the tax records.
Okay, yeah.
It's the one with all the armed guards and razor wire.
Yeah, so with a big fence around
it. That's it. So you said today you wanted to talk to us for car care tips, talking about the check engine light. Tell us.
Yeah, you know, they're a very important part of our vehicle's motor management system. And it's a warning light that comes on. They originally were called the lights when it lit up said check engine. And we still refer to it as that, although lots of them have changed. They'll say service engine soon, or some of them just have the little icon. But it's all the same thing. They give you a warning that something is wrong with your engine management system. And we've found that a lot of folks ignore these and don't have them checked because they're afraid it'll lead to an expensive repair. And that's not always the case. So it's a good idea. First of all, if the light is on, more than likely your motor management system isn't working properly, which means you're probably using more gas. And if there's ever been a time that you don't want to use more gas, now is that time.
Yeah.
So you need to have it checked on if your light is on. The initial diagnostic fee that we charge for one scanning the system to see what happens is when that light comes on, it sets what we call a trouble code in the vehicle's computer. We have a scan tool that we hook up to it, and it tells us we've got a cross-reference, which one of our online services, that depending on whatever that code is, it tells us what is not working properly in the management system. And that's kind of the beginning of the process. Now, a lot of folks are under the misconception that it just pretty much tells us exactly what we need to do, and we go in and we change a part or fix something, and you're on your way. Well, that's not the case. In fact, really a lot of the discount part places advertise that they will scan your car for free, and as is always the case, it's pretty much worth what you pay for it. And you've got to remember those folks are in the business of selling parts. And we have folks that have done this, have put parts on their cars. It didn't fix a problem, and they come in very frustrated that they spent a lot of money and they still have the problem. What we do is once we get the code and know the area that the malfunction is in, we have online services that we download what we call a check chart, and that's basically where you get out the old volt-ohm meter and you start checking various spots in the system that's having the problem to pinpoint exactly what it is. And lots of times we've found that a car will have a light on and come to find out it's a faulty ground where a ground wire has come loose or a wire has gotten close to an exhaust manifold and burnt and is grounding out. So sometimes it's something very simple. Now, oftentimes it is more complicated than that, but at least we know exactly where to go to fix the problem, to get your management system working properly again. And lot more economical to approach it that way than it is to start hunting and pecking in second-guessing situations. Knowledge is always the best tool.
There's a whole lot of those codes, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what the number is, but, yeah, I mean, it's pages. And each vehicle has its own set of codes, which is the reason that we have to rely on this online service that we pay quite a bit of money for that has all this information for us to reference when we're doing diagnostic work on a particular car. We have to look up that particular model, even to the point of entering the VIN number to say, okay, this is specifically the car we're working on, and these are the codes that may possibly pop up if the check engine light is on.
Precision Tune Auto, they always have a code in their head, and that's a good thing, too. So, Dennis, tell us about your store, please.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by anytime. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Everybody be safe out there this morning.